Today's shiur is on the topic of Siras HaOmer, which we find ourselves in the middle of. Today's the 18th of the Omer. I want to talk specifically about the opinion of the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag, in Siras HaOmer. The Bahag, Baal Halachos Gedolos, is a Sefer Halachos Gedolos. That's not a Sefer that everyone has access to, but this opinion of the Bahag that we're going to talk about, which is something you will realize that you are familiar with, the issue in Halacha that he speaks about, is actually found in Tosos in two places, in Maseches Menachos and in Maseches Megillah. And it's also quoted by the Sefer HaChinuch, this opinion of the Bahag. So I want to read it to you from just the one Halacha from the Tosos in Menachos, Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph at the bottom. Says Tosos, Ode, four lines from the bottom, Ode Pasak Bahalachos Gedolos. Another psak from the Halachos Gedolos about Siras HaOmer, Shem Hifsik Yom Echad. If you completely miss one day, Velos Siper, you didn't count one day, you missed one day, Shove No Sofer, you no longer count. Mishum Debai Tamimos, because you need Tamim, is to be complete. The pasak says, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyena, they have to be 7 complete weeks. And there's a machlokas Rishonim, how to understand what the word Tamimos is coming to teach us. What does it mean, have to be complete? The Bahag understands that it means you have to count all of the days. So if you missed one of the days, you didn't do your mitzvah. It says Tosos, v'tema gedola hu v'lo yitachein. That is a tema gedola to say that that's true. That you missed one day and you no longer count. But it would seem, according to the Bahag, you missed one day, no more counting. I'm going to read to you the Sefer HaChinuch as well. Midini HaMitzvah, from the Halachos of the Mitzvah, the details. Masha Amr Zichronim Levracha, Menachos Daf Samach Vav, Shemitzvah Limnos on Miba Erev. There's a mitzvah to count Sfira already from the night before, Kadesh Yu Tamimos, because you have to have a complete full day. Kemo Shamar HaKasov Tamimos Tehiyana, V'Amr Zichronim Levracha, Ema Sahin Tamimos, Bizman Shemaskel Miba Erev. You have to count from the beginning of the day. Tosus actually says, you should... We try to wait until nightfall. Tosus says already, according to one opinion, maybe you should even count already from Shkia Zachama, because that's maybe the beginning of the day. So you want to make sure to get the whole day, according to the phrase Tamimos Tehiyana. Umikomakom Pershu HaMefarshim. Nonetheless, the Mefarshim say Shem Shachach Velo Monami Ba'erev. If you forgot and you did not count from the night before, Mona Lamachar Kolayom. You can count the next day. Right? And that's what we do after davening every day. We count together in case anybody forgot the night before. V'yesha amru. And there are those who say, Shemisha shachach v'lo mana yom echad. If a person forgot and did not count one full day, she'en yachol limnos od ba'os hashana. You're done for the year. Right? Well, it's like in sports. We always joke, right? When the team doesn't do well, you say, better luck next year. We'll get them next year. L'fisha kulan mitzvah achasein. Why? So says the Sefer HaChinuch, because there's one mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Guess what? If you missed one day, then you're already done. You missed one day of your counting. You missed one part. You're done. You lost the entire count. Our teachers in this generation, they don't agree to that. Elamisha shachach yom echad. Listen to this. Elamisha shachach yom echad. A person forgot one day, yomer, he should say the following. Emesh hayukach. Okay, let's say it's the 12th day of the Omer. You forgot the 12th day of the Omer. If you're davening Mariv on the night where they're going to count the 13th, the chazan gets up there, counts, and you're like, oh, I forgot number 12. So you are supposed to say, yesterday was 12. And Hayom, and today, is 13. That's how you're supposed to count, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Umona ha'acherim kol Yisrael. And then you continue the count with the rest of the Jewish people. Okay. And he goes on, and there's a couple of other halachos as well. Now, the opinion of the Bahag, you forgot, you no longer count. So the Sefer HaChinuch already alluded to it, forgetting one day, you're done. Tosu says, you forgot one day, you're done, according to the Bahag. And Tosu says, that doesn't make sense. And then we have the psak. That's the psak of the Bahag. What's pshat? How do we understand in lamdas? How do we understand the opinion of the Bahag? So the Sefer HaChinuch already mentioned it, but the Achronim speak it out. This is found in the Minchas Chinuch. That's the perish. It's like a very lamdasha Perush on the Sefer HaChinuch, a Minchas Chinuch, we learned it before. This is also found in others, the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav came later, but the Briska Rav says this in his Shiurim on Maseches Menachos. I'll read to you what he says in Maseches Menachos. Va'od pasak b'hag shem hifzik yom echad v'lo siper shuvei no sofer mishum d'bayi t'mimos. V'nira de kavanoso, it appears as the Briska Rav, that his kavana is the mitzvahs sfira hakol hi mitzvah achas. Dahainu chamishim yom v'sheva shabasos. Okay, v'zei yadina mitzvimos shi mitzvah achas. He translates the words t'mimos, that has to be one complete unit. According to the Bahag, there is one mitzvah called sfira sa'omer, and therefore, if you missed one part of it, it would be like if you had a 49-piece Lego toy and you were missing one piece. So the final product is not the way it should be. So he didn't completely fulfill the mitzvah. What about those who disagree? So the Prima Gadim was one of the achronim on the Shulchan Aruch. The Prima Gadim, he writes the same thing. According to the Bahag, there's one mitzvah. According to the other Rishonim, why are you allowed to continue counting? Because it's not one mitzvah, it's 49 separate mitzvos. 49 separate mitzvos. Each day is its own mitzvah. And therefore, okay, you missed day 12. Okay, so you didn't get the mitzvah for day 12, but you could still get the mitzvah for day 13. That's what the Prima Gadim says. Comes along the Prima Gadim and asks a question. If that's true, then how do we understand that we make a bracha 49 times according to the Bahag? According to the Bahag, you should make a bracha the first night of Sfira, and you should count 49 times. But we have a birchas mitzvah, every mitzvah gets a bracha. How can you make 49 separate brachos on one mitzvah? That's the Prima Gadim's question. Now, the Briska Rav actually answers the Prima Gadim's question, and he says the following, V'hadim evarchin b'chol yom. Why? He doesn't mention the Prima Gadim, but he says, why do we make a bracha every day? According to the Bahag, there's only one mitzvah, so why are we making 49 brachos? Mishum dekein hadin, b'chol ha-mitzvos. Because that's the halacha by mitzvos. Kos machal kiyum es kula demavarchan al chelek mimena. You could make a bracha on a kiyum that is partial. There's another way in lamdos that we could say it. We could say that there's a kiyum mitzvah with 49 maisos, 49 maisim, 49 actions, right? So we make the bracha on the maisa ha-mitzvah, not on the kiyum ha-mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is the action, which is counting. So every night you say, hayom, shlosha asar yom, hayom arba asar yom, whatever it is. So every time you have a maisa mitzvah, that counts for the, that warrants a bracha. Even though according to the Bahag, the Baal HaKadosh Gadol, it's only going to be one part of a whole mitzvah. Okay, that's to answer the question of the Prima Gadim. That's one way of understanding the Bahag. Again, the Bahag holds there's one mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and everybody else who disagrees with the Bahag says there's 49 mitzvahs. So according to the Bahag, once you finish, and the way it's presented in the Sefer HaChinuch, it seems, although the way the Baal HaLachos Gadol writes it is also a little bit different, but it seems that once you miss a day, it's almost like there's not even a reason to count anymore. Forget bracha. There's no reason to count according to the Bahag. You're done. You're done for the year. Now, we do count with a bracha, halacha l'maisa, right? Without a bracha, right? If you miss all of day 12, you could join in on day 13 without a bracha. Why? So there are those who say that it's 49 mitzvos. Most Rishonim hold that it's 49 mitzvos. They hold that day 13 is a new mitzvah. So we're going to do the mitzvah. We're not going to make the bracha because maybe it's a suffix if we're supposed to make the bracha. So we're going to leave out the bracha, but we're going to do the mitzvah. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik had a completely different spin on the opinion of the Bahag, and that's what I want to share with you. And this idea of Rav Soloveitchik is actually quoted in a Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, which we learned actually from the same Simon, I think, Simon Gimel, at the beginning of the year. This is the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. It's Rav Schechter's first Sefer. Schechter is in the picture in the back. Okay, so mine is well used. And here's what he says. He says, the mitzvah is to count 49 days. The Bahag says if you miss one day, you're out. Most Achronim understand the reason you're out is because it's one mitzvah. So if you miss day 13, you miss day 12, you're not going to complete your mitzvah. So if you're not going to complete your mitzvah, you shouldn't be making a bracha anymore. Says Rav Soloveitchik, no. Pshat is like this. If you said 1, 2, 7, were you counting? The answer is no. You were just speaking out three different numbers. Counting, by definition, has to be in sequence. You could count odds only. You could say 1, 3, 5, 7. You could say 2, 4, 6, 8, right? But if you want to count, if you're going to count something, by definition, it has to be in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It has to be in order. If it's not in order, it's not counting, right? So the Bahag can say that there's 49 mitzvos. But if you want to count day 13 and you miss 12, well, guess what? You wouldn't be counting 13. You'd only be saying 13. You're announcing today is the 13th day of the Omer. That's very nice. But that's not a count. Because it would only be a count if yesterday was 12. And you didn't say yesterday was 12. Now, the Bahag would say, why wouldn't it help? The Sefer HaChinuch seems to be that he agrees to this Sfarah, at least according to one opinion that he quoted. Why? Because what did the Sefer HaChinuch say? That if you forgot one day, just say, yesterday was this, today is this, and move on, and count with everybody else. So it could be that the Machlokas really is, if you miss day 12, do you completely lose your Hemshechios, as he calls it, his continuity, his count? Or do we say, no, you just didn't count at the right time, but so when you continue your count, you have to still mention day 12. Because you have to say day 12 and then 13. If you just say 13 by itself, it's just a number, it's not a count. And the Bahag would say, it's only going to be a count if you get it on the right at the right time. Otherwise, it's not a Sfirat HaOmer count. The Sfirat HaOmer count has to be, you count day 12, you count day 13, you count day 14. Okay? So, again, Rav Soloveitchik's opinion is that what the Bahag meant to do was that he holds you have to count the Omer, not just say the Omer. So by definition, if you forgot one day, you're no longer counting. You're just saying numbers. 1, 26, 35, 42, right? Hut, hut, hike, right? That's all you're doing. You're just saying numbers. You're not counting. Counting is 1, 2, 3, and every day, it has to be a new one. It has to be the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you get stuck at 13, you're done. Why does it matter how we understand? So we have two ways of understanding the Bahag's opinion. The classic approach in the Achronim is to say that it means that there's one mitzvah according to the Bahag. Once you missed one part of the mitzvah, you're not going to complete the mitzvah, so you should no longer be counting with a bracha. And really, you're not going to be doing the mitzvah, so there's no point of continuing the count at all, according to the Bahag. And the other way, Rav Soloveitchik's way of understanding, and there are those I saw in Sfarim, they quote in the name of the Briska Rav, which is interesting, only because in the Sefer, they quote the Briska Rav as saying that it was one mitzvah, that the Bahag held that it was one mitzvah. But I did see that Mipi HaShmua, which means from students recording it, that he once said this idea as well, that the idea behind counting is for it to be a hemshech, to be continuity, for there to be a continuation. Okay. What's the difference, how you understand the opinion of the Bahag? So let's give a couple of examples that would be nafkaminas, differences between how you understand the two opinions. How you understand the two ways of understanding the Bahag. Let's go with one. So let's say you have someone. Let's start with the most classic. And actually connects to what we learned last week. So last week we learned a Reb Chaim about Pesach Rishon, he was a Katan, and then Pesach Sheni, he was a Gadol. So the Rambam said that if he was part of a Karban Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have to bring a Karban Pesach Sheni. And we asked the question, I don't understand. When the Katan did the mitzvah, it doesn't help him for when he becomes a Gadol. So then, why the fact that he was part of a Karban Pesach Rishon, does that exempt him from a Pesach Sheni? So Reb Chaim developed the Yisod. Reb Chaim's Yisod was that the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah of the person doesn't help him as a godol if he did it while he was a katan. But there was a maisa done. The action counted. So it counted that he brought a Pesach Rishon. He's considered to be one of the menuyim, one of those who were counted on the family's karban. Ish sel beis avos, he was counted on the family's karban. And if he was counted on the family's karban, it could be that he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of bringing karban Pesach, the daraisa mitzvah of bringing a karban Pesach. But the maisa mitzvah exists. It happened. He might not get credit for it, but it happened. So when we come to Pesach Sheni, who brings a Pesach Sheni? Only someone who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon. Did he bring a Pesach Rishon? The answer is, yes, he did. He doesn't get the Schar Mitzvah for it. It's true. He doesn't get a Kiyum Mitzvah. He didn't do the Mitzvah of Pesach Rishon, but he did the action of being part of being Manui, being counted as a participant in the Pesach Rishon. And Rav Soloveitchik applied that to Tefillah, when you daven near Tzoa. Also, there could be a Maisa of Tefillah without there being a Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Tefillah. And you could distinguish between them. And I think we also mentioned the shaila that we get to now. Katan, a katan who becomes a gadol during Sfira. So the question which I think we addressed last week, which is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch and by others, the Avnei Nezer, Yosef Engel also discusses it. And I think in many of the Sfarim printed nowadays, it's a famous topic to talk about. It's an easy topic to talk about because it comes up for 7 long weeks. Anybody who becomes a bar mitzvah any time during Sfirat HaOmer. So, you started out as a katan, you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and now you become a bar mitzvah, and it's day 12. Are you allowed to count with a bracha? So, comes along. So, the Achronim talk about it. So, let's try to figure it out. There's two ways of understanding Sfirat HaOmer. According to the Bahag, the classic approach is, it's one mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah, guys, if it's one mitzvah, what would be the din? Can he count with a bracha? No, because he didn't do the first 11 parts of the mitzvah. If it's a kiyum mitzvah, like Reb Chaim said, if it's a kiyum mitzvah, he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. So he's not going to be mekayim the mitzvah bishlemus, completely. He missed the first 11 days. So now that he comes to day 12, he can't count with a bracha. But if the reason to not count with a bracha anymore is because we're choshish for the Bahag, and the Bahag would say that once you miss the day, your count is no longer a count, it's just mentioning a number. Did he say 11? Yes, he did. Did he say 10? Yes, he did. Why? Like we said last week, the kiyum mitzvah of the katan doesn't count, but the maisa does count. The maisa is a maisa. It happened. He counted. So does he have a hemshech? Does he have a continuation from day 1 until day 12? The answer is absolutely. Does he have a mitzvah? Absolutely not. Because he was a katan. Now, he might have a mitzvah of chinuch. It's always like, so who's going to get onto the recording this week? Every week it's somebody else. Okay, so again, our same chiluk that we had last week. Is it the Maisa Mitzvah? He did a Maisa Mitzvah. Did he do a Kiyum Mitzvah? The answer is no. Did he do a Maisa Mitzvah? He did. So, according to the first way of understanding, the classic approach is that, according to the Bahag, if you miss one day of Sfira, you can't count because it's one big mitzvah, and if you miss one part of it, you're not going to do the whole mitzvah. Well, did he do the first 11 parts of the mitzvah? No, he didn't. According to Rav Soloveitchik's approach, does he have a continuation? Yes, he does. Because just like the Karban Pesach, it's considered like he brought the Karban Pesach. Just like it's considered that somebody who stood next to the Tzoa, it's considered like they davened. They might not get the mitzvah for davening. And here too, it's considered like you counted. You were 12 years old. You said, Hayom yom echad la'omer, Hayom shnei yomim la'omer. You counted every single day. You have the continuity. You are counting without doing an actual mitzvah, at least as a bar mitzvah. So when you become a bar mitzvah, you should be able to start counting with a bracha. Because now that you're a chayav as a bar mitzvah, really you would look at it and say every day is another mitzvah. And the only reason not to be able to count is if you weren't continuous from the beginning. But here you were continuous from the beginning, even though you didn't do the mitzvah. So that's one nafkamina between the two ways of understanding the opinion of the Bahag. A second A second shaila is the following. The Noda Behuda has a shaila. What happens if somebody becomes an onen on Rachmana Litzlan? Somebody becomes an onen during Sefirat HaOmer. An onen is someone who loses a close relative, and at that time they are putter from mitzvos. They're not supposed to do mitzvos. They're supposed to be osek in the kvura and the burial of the relative. Let's say, for whatever reason, let's say somebody has to come in from out of town, or whatever it is, a person is an onen over the course of an entire day. So let's say the relative passed away Sunday afternoon, and the kvura, the burial, let's say a relative has to come in from Eretz Yisrael, the kvura is not till Tuesday morning, okay? Which is a long time, but once in a while, something like that can happen, okay? So what do you have? Whatever that Sunday night, Monday was, you were an onen for an entire day. So the Noda Behuda has a shaila about what to do. Let's understand the lumdus of it. The lumdus of it is as follows. If you say that it's one big mitzvah, well, guess what? One part of that mitzvah you were not supposed to do. So you're out. You're done. You should no longer be counting with a bracha. But let's say you count. There's also, by the way, also a shaila is if you count, were you mekayim the mitzvah? In other words, you weren't supposed, you're not allowed to, you're not supposed to, but let's say you did. Did you do a mitzvah? Okay, we're going to leave that to the side because I really want to, the yisod we're trying to plug in is the lumdus of it. So if you were putter from the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, in other words, is an onen the same as, we say a katan did the mitzvah when he was 12, he doesn't get a kiyum mitzvah. If an onen does a mitzvah, does he get a mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah? Does he not get a kiyum mitzvah? I'm pushing that to the side. The idea is as follows. If you didn't count because you were an onen, you missed your mitzvah, you can't count anymore. But let's say you counted. Let's assume you count, and even if you count, you don't get credit for the mitzvah. You don't get credit for the mitzvah, but you counted. You kept your hemshech. You continued to count. You counted that. What? You kept your streak alive. Right? Perfect. You kept your streak alive even though you didn't have the mitzvah of that day. So if the yisod of the Bahag is that it's one big mitzvah, and if you miss a piece of it, you didn't complete it, so you no longer count, well then you were an onen for a full day, you don't count anymore. But if the idea is that it's really every day is its own mitzvah, but you need the previous day of counting to be considered a continuous count. And every previous day, so if you counted while you were an onen, you kept your retzifus, you kept your continuation, your continuity. That's a second nafkamina. A third nafkamina, which is a more of a modern day shaila. I don't know if the Achronim discuss this, but what happens if a person on Pesach already, they know before Pesach they know that they need to have a surgery, and
special.
And today is and you know that in your schedule you need to have a major surgery for which they are going to keep you sedated for 48 hours. Let's just to be simple. Okay? What?
There was a long one
Oh yeah? Oh, I remember that. And then you're not going to... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Usually, every situation will usually define itself. Meaning, if there's a medical reason why you can't... I know somebody that once had emergency surgery at 5 o'clock on Erev Pesach. They didn't wake up until Chol HaMoed, I think. So they didn't eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. I mean, the doctors didn't bring them out of the sedation until then. It wasn't... Okay, so what happens in such a case? You know in advance. Now, if you don't know in advance and a person has a surgery, Chas v'Shalom gets in an accident and has a surgery and doesn't wake up till 3 days later, obviously they're done, right? Why? Because they didn't count for 3 days. That's no shaila. But what if you know that you're going to be missing a day? You know that on day 20 of the Omer, you are going to be sedated for the entire day. You will not be counting. Do you start with a bracha? On day one, do you start with a bracha? Everybody starts with a bracha on day one. So, it depends. It's going to depend on our lumbus. If it's one, if it's one mitzvah, and you know that day 20 you're not going to be there for, well, if you already know in advance that you're not going to be able to finish, then you don't start. Don't start. Count, because according to some Rishonim, you can still get a mitzvah, but we don't count with a bracha because you know you're not going to complete it. If you know you're not going to complete it, then you shouldn't start with a bracha. But if you say that the reason that you can't count after you miss a day is because you lose your continuity, you lose your count, well, from day 1 till day 19, you'll have your count. You won't have your count after that. So after that, you'll stop. Or at least you won't count with a bracha. But up until day 19, you'll still have your count, you'll still be doing a mitzvah, you'll still have your hemshech, but you just won't have it later on. But that'll be nafkamina again between the two ways of understanding. So we had the opinion of the Bahag. The Bahag said that if you miss a day, you need tamimos, and if you miss a day, you no longer count. We read it in Tosos and Menachos. We saw it in the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch says lo hodu. The Sefer Achinuch says we don't agree with it. Tosos said v'tema gedolahu v'lo yitachin. It could be that they just assumed as a davar pashut, as obvious, that it's 49 mitzvos. The classic approach of the Achronim is that it's one mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik's approach was, you don't have to say that it's one mitzvah, but you have to say that the mitzvah is to count, not just to say, not just to announce. So you're not announcing today's day 13, you're counting day 13. And in order for it to be considered counting day 13, you have to have counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And then we had a couple of nafkaminas based on how we understood the opinion of the Bahá'í.